from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the long delays in seating his replacement leaves rural America without a voice in the Trump administration. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
Vilsack, a Democrat, cites President Trump's recent budget proposal as an example of what happens without a cabinet position dedicated to rural issues. The proposal eliminates a program that gives money to small towns to upgrade their sewer and water treatment facilities. An agriculture secretary might push against that.
You're talking about basically a death sentence, if you will, for small communities that have water problems. If they can't get those problems solved, it's going to be very difficult for them to attract new people, build new houses, or attract new industry and jobs.
The confirmation of Vilsack's would-be successor, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, could come later this month after the Senate's two-week recess. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
18-year-olds can no longer purchase tobacco in Jefferson City. This comes after a vote by the Jefferson City Council yesterday that raised the legal age to 21. Director of School and Community Relations Amy Berenson says the decision now supports schools' tobacco-free policy, as well as education about living a healthy lifestyle.
We've got kiddos that are, students in grades K through 12, and oftentimes students turn 18 that senior year. So what this does is it enables us to protect them and educate them on a healthy lifestyle and making good choices from the grades of kindergarten all the way through 12, and again, before they reach that age of 21.
The measure is effective immediately and includes all tobacco products. Northern long-eared bats used to be common in Missouri caves and mines, but their numbers have dropped dramatically in the past few years. KBIA's Kara Tabor has more.
The survey results reveal that the number of northern long-eared bats in Missouri has taken a dramatic hit due to white nose syndrome. The syndrome is caused by a fungus, which can disturb bats' hibernation and cause starvation. In a 2015 survey of 375 caves and mines, surveyors found nearly 2,700 northern long-eared bats. For 2017, just 7 bats of that species were found in 500 caves and mines. Shauna Marquardt, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says right now it's hard to determine the long-term effects of the population drop.
If you lose a keystone species, such as a bat species, from an ecosystem and they are responsible for the primary organic input into something like a cave system, there could be some collateral effects.
She said there could be increases in the number of night-flying insects like agricultural pests, which bats consume. Marquardt says that this population decrease is the most severe researchers have ever seen in Missouri. However, Shelley Kolatsky, cave ecologist at the Missouri Department of Conservation, says that because every cave and mine can't be thoroughly surveyed, it makes it hard to definitively say the bat has disappeared from the state. According to Missouri State Parks, white nose syndrome was first found in Missouri in 2010. There is no cure for the syndrome at this time. Kara Tabor, KBIA News, Columbia.
After 8 years of planning, the State Historical Society will break ground on its new home on MU's campus tomorrow, with construction scheduled to be completed by 2019. The new 75,000-square-foot facility, called the Center for Missouri Studies, is estimated to cost nearly $35 million and will be located at the intersection of 6th and Elm. Outreach coordinator Alexandra Wiegen hopes this new building will be inviting to Columbia residents.
We're kind of seeing this as a bridge between the campus to the downtown community. And so this is going to be an even better public space for people to just come in and visit and be able to use the space just kind of as a general community space.
The groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. tomorrow near the Heinkel Building on MU campus. The entire Missouri Attorney General's office has recused itself from the Supreme Court case involving Columbia's Trinity Lutheran Church, which is set to begin oral arguments tomorrow. The Columbia Missourian reports that Governor Eric Greitens changed state policy last week to allow religious organizations to receive grant money from the Department of Natural Resources. Since it will be part of the Attorney General office's job to defend this new policy, former Missouri Solicitor General Jim Layton will be representing the DNR instead. Some groups, such as the ACLU of Missouri, say last week's policy change puts both the state and the church on the same side of the issue, making the arguments a moot point. But both parties are urging that the case should continue. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.